We shall never surrender.
One small step for man.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
What's the status quo of your favorite quote? Professor Buzzkill explains all on Quote or No Quote.
Upon seeing The Birth of a Nation, the groundbreaking, if highly racist, piece of cinematography in 1915, President Woodrow Wilson was thought to have said, quote, "It's like writing history with lightning." Nearly every American buzzkiller out there has probably heard this quote in a 20th century U.S. history class or a cinematography class or on the myth-sustaining History Channel. But did he actually say it? All the reliable evidence points to a solid no. It's certainly true that the film was shown to Wilson and his family in a special screening at the White House in 1915, not long after it came out. And it's certainly true that Wilson hadn't seen many examples of the new art form of motion pictures. But there's no good evidence that he reacted to The Birth of a Nation with this electrifying quote. Here's what happened. In 1937, 22 years after the screening and 13 years after Wilson's death, a magazine article said that the president had reacted to Birth of a Nation's depiction of the Civil War and Reconstruction by saying, quote, "It's like writing history with lightning, and my only regret is that it is all so terribly true." In fact, neither the director of the film, the famous D.W. Griffith, nor the author of the original novel who had arranged the White House screening, Thomas Dixon, a college acquaintance of Wilson's, mentioned any presidential reaction to The Birth of a Nation at the time. And it's almost certain that the movie studio's publicity department would have run wild with such an illuminating quotation if it had existed. But they didn't run wild because it didn't exist. Although they promoted the presidential screening as often as they could to give the film, you know, the appearance of presidential approval. Much of the subsequent reaction to Birth of a Nation in 1915 was negative, especially from the NAACP and other civil rights groups. Large protests against it were held in several cities, and Wilson got a lot of criticism for having had a special showing of it at the White House. So the president had his private secretary release the following statement. "It is true that The Birth of a Nation was produced before the president and his family at the White House. But the president was entirely unaware of the character of the play." And by the way, buzzkillers, that's old-fashioned language referring to a movie as a play. They sometimes had on the title cards a photoplay. You might have seen them if you're old enough to remember. Movies were sometimes called that. "The president was entirely unaware of the character of the play before it was presented and has at no time expressed his approbation of it. Its exhibition at the White House was a courtesy extended to an old acquaintance." Again, that was Dixon, the novelist. And in 1918, a few years after the movie came out, Wilson told his secretary that he thought Birth of a Nation was, quote, "a very unfortunate production," unquote. He went on to say that he hoped it would not be shown, quote, "in communities where there are so many colored people." But the writing history with lightning, quote, stuck firmly in the popular consciousness from the late 1930s onwards. And many historians think that it was his supposed reaction to The Birth of a Nation that made him an unpopular president among African Americans, even more than the actual segregation policies that Wilson implemented as president. That's show business. Talk to you next week.